Okay, there we go, guys. Good morning. A very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, today is Wednesday, the 13th of November, and we've got a very important news event due out this afternoon. We were able to get into a series of dollar strength trades. We're in a couple of very, very good, decent, profitable letter winner run trades, as you know, and we're in the process of managing those trades. Now, with this news event this afternoon, it's all around inflation. We'll discuss the different options that are likely to prevail, because we'll be looking to book in profit on these current trades today, this morning, probably, certainly before lunchtime, certainly before these inflation numbers, because we'll present the potential opportunities going into that news event this afternoon. And there could be an opportunity to trade a bit of softness in the US dollar at the same time as an opportunity to continue to move with that dollar weakness trade. That's going to depend on a few other correlated aspects to these markets, equities, bond yields, and we'll break it down for you now. All right, so good morning, everyone. Welcome. If we could start, as always, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning. And as you know, we'll post our trade plan into the chat box at the end of this session, about 15 minutes, and you can take that away, and we'll trade the European session afterwards. Okay, so just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. So it's all about the US dollar. It's all about the euphoria behind the equity rally. And it's all really about the concern in the bond markets. So which side of the fence do you sit on? Are you out and out risk on, which has a few concerns? Or are you more leaning into the risk off market dynamic? Our focus has, as you know, been firmly on the dollar. With every potential to get further dollar strength, we just need to see how this news event plays out today. So then once you've selected what markets to trade, we then need to determine where do we consistently want to be entering these markets, and of course, how do we exit? We're in the process of finalizing, hopefully, a couple of really good letter winner run trades, which are making a decent return, and may very well make a more significant turn between return between now and lunchtime. So that's what letting a winner run trades are all about. They've carefully chosen trades so that we can maximize our return. Now, we haven't had one of them for a little while, but certainly Donald Trump getting elected was the catalyst for these trades. Okay, so risk management, very, very important. We're in the process of managing our trades currently, and we'll be doing so again this morning as well, along with trade psychology, all very important features to trading financial markets, of course. This, I mentioned the word euphoria, euphoric. That's a psychological state. It does imply that there's only upward only trades, and that is mentally a very, it probably should be quite a concerning mindset, because the one thing we can say about the rally we've seen in equity markets is that it's completely ignoring the downside, only focusing on the positivity behind AI tech stocks, and cherry picking some aspects of some of the economic indicators for the US economy. And it is pretty much ignoring some of the difficulties that's going on in the US economy. So how long will that last for? I suppose logic would suggest that there will be a reckoning. There will probably be a catalyst for that reckoning at some point. But for now, it looks like we have this bubble. It's upward only. Now, it's not to say we won't get a kind of a small correction move. It just means our bias is very much firm about the outcome unless the data changes. So we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's share that news event with you to begin with. Good morning, everyone. Yep, a couple of really good trades now this week, which is great, with hopefully more this week as well. So this is the news event we're talking about, US CPI, Consumer Price Index. So this year-on-year number suggests that we're going to tick slightly higher from 2.4. So we've seen over the last 6 or 7 months, we've seen inflation come down consistently, and this is the first time really where we're getting just a little bounce off the lows. So this could become a significant concern if we come in above forecast. The headline and the CPI numbers themselves are very much in line with previous. So it's this headline number, and also we can probably look forward a little bit and suggest that there's a little bit of upside inflation creeping through PPI and core PPI on the previous numbers. So there's little spots of inflation already building into the system, and that's not really taking Donald Trump into account in any way, shape, or form, because a lot of his policies are very inflationary in their own right. So yesterday we've had a few. We'll get some analysis on these central bankers in the European live trading mentorship room in just a moment. Nothing of any major interest really for the day. We've got some more bankers, central bankers talking to markets. We've got the governor, if you're trading the Aussie dollar, be mindful. You've got the governor Bullock, which will be speaking later on this evening. So all eyes are really on CPI and the potential and the acknowledgement really that PPI numbers are coming in line tomorrow. And we're going to be hearing from Fed Chair Jerome Powell tomorrow evening as well. Really important. Markets will be watching very, very carefully. And on Friday, we just end with retail sales. So we've had a bit of a quiet start to the week, which is why we've been able to let these winners run. We haven't really had any major news that was going to likely to impact these markets in a significant fashion post Donald Trump's election win. So with this in mind, what it's saying to us is there's a little bit of an uptick in headline CPI numbers. Is it enough to rattle markets? We'll have to wait and see. If it came in at 2.8, for example, then we'd probably suggest that we'd get a really strong market dynamic playing out. So let's have a look at these markets and see where we're at. Just as a quick, you can see the indice markets, you can see these all-time highs, which is the yellow line. And there's a bit of softness creeping in as we speak into the US equity markets. Our focus has been the euro dollar and the pound dollar, along with the dollar Swiss. And we had a winning trade down at these lows yesterday for crude oil. So we've not really made any progress since this time yesterday. And look, we've seen some really good, strong moves to the downside, and our bias is exactly the same as it was yesterday. We'd be looking to, if prices start to rally and break above for the euro dollar, if we break above the 106.30, we're going to say thank you very much, that was a great trade, and we'll go again probably post CPI. And same narrative really for the pound dollar. If we break out above the 127.55, and we're in exactly the same position as we were yesterday. So we were looking to bring this. So we've had these little periods of little sideways price action, and then you get the rally, and then you move sideways for a bit, and then you get the rally to the downside. Now we're in that position again. Strong sideways pattern. Exactly same dynamic for the euro dollar. So we've been able to trade this rally to the downside very, very nicely so far. There's no reason why we won't get further downside. This is where a little bit of where we keep our eye on the bond yields comes in pretty handy. The 10-year, we're up at 4.43. We got very close on Monday to inverted markets, where the 2-year was rallying a lot more so than the 10-year, which just suggested, you know, short-term risk dynamics were coming to the fore again. But like I said, these equity markets are pretty much ignoring what's going on in the bond markets. I think that's probably fair to say. This is suggesting risks are building, perhaps a bit of concern around inflation. And don't forget, the trigger for this rally in bond yields is when the Fed cut rates by 50 basis points. You would expect, under a dynamic where you've seen bond yields falling over consistently since April, the April highs, that once the Fed start to cut rates, you would see further, perhaps sideways moving price action or even continuing lower. And that's not what we've seen. We've actually seen bond yields rally, you know, a lot closer to actually meet. Don't forget, with the US interest rate, we're currently at 4.75. So this just creates a bit of a problem, because it suggests that risks are building, and those risks are not great, and the equity markets are completely carrying on regardless. So difficult market dynamic. So with all this in mind, what are we looking to do? We're looking to manage our euro dollar and pound dollar trades. We'll make a nice return on those two trades. Unfortunately, we had to book in profit yesterday in the dollar Swiss. We would still be in profit on that. We just had a really volatile market reaction. We're actually, yeah, we'd be about 30 pips higher now, but took profits on this little rollover to the downside, which is a little bit too aggressive. So strong rally in the dollar prevails. And that's really what our starting position is further continuation to the downside for the euro dollar and the pound dollar. Now, the plan was always to get into this trade post Donald Trump. The plan was to let this market run, and the plan was to book in profits prior to CPI. So that's really where we're at now. We're at the final stage of a set of trades. And we're going to try and maximize. But what we will do now very shortly is bring our exit right the way down and close this trade out as close to the current price as possible. Now, at the minute, we've got this little high in here. And if we start to reverse above that, you know, then we want to be booking in profit. Now, saying that, if we make new lows, we're going to let it run as well. So we're only going to look to exit these trades as close to CPI as we can, as long as momentum is continuing to rally to the downside. So that puts us in a difficult position. So look, we did finally get that rally in the dollar yen. You could have, it's really all about the dollar strength trade. And that's likely to continue. So not many surprises there. Now, the yen's been an interesting one. I mean, what's going on in the pound yen is probably a good example. You've got lower highs and higher lows. So you've got this narrowing of price action. And with the dollar yen, look what happened last time we were up at sort of 160. Was it 162? I think it was. So we're on our way up to these highs, 161, 162. This was the intervention we saw from the BOJ, and it was relentless and huge. Now we're rallying back up to that because the BOJ have decided not to to just pause those interest rate hikes because of the turmoil it caused in August. So as a result, the carry trade is now back on with further upside expected. So the point we're making is, will we get some intervention up at these higher prices? We very well may do, but I don't think it's on the cards just yet. So commodities. Further momentum lower with a stronger dollar, and that narrative very well may prevail. So if we do get another leg in the dollar, expect probably short-term softness in gold. And if we can buy this market at these lower prices, the 2500 pretty much, then that would be a great opportunity to start buying gold at that lower price. Crude oil, we're able to again rally this trade down to these lows, and yesterday we took profit on this breakout above this little range, pretty much where we're at now. So our bias is very much lower, but we have strong support around $67. So yes, if we do get another leg, we're looking at kind of a one for one this time. We'll take that for crude oil. So we're actually looking for the dollar to strengthen further, so we get more of a corrective move in line with previous highs, where we can buy at lower prices. So that's still in the pipeline. And then the indices, you can clearly see a little bit of softness beginning to creep in. Now today's CPI is going to play an important role, because if CPI comes in higher than expected, we can probably expect the Fed, under a dynamic like that, we probably expect the Fed to pause, to be higher for longer, and everything that brings, which is a strong dollar and probably weakness across the equity markets. Now, if inflation comes in at 2.5 and below that expectation, then we're probably likely to see a rally again in the US indices, because it means the Fed can continue to proceed with their rate cuts. So this is the, let's say, precariousness of these markets currently. And they are quite precarious because we've been in such a buy-only market dynamic, you know, that will only last for so long. But we do think there will be a catalyst for some significant selling. Now, what that could be, there could be a multiple of opportunities. There could be, again, it's the big three. So you're talking about inflation. We may see inflation come back strong with Donald Trump policies over the next 12 months. We could see unemployment, which is two of the big three, which is increasing all the time. So that underpins a sort of a form of weakness. And then if growth dynamics start to come in slightly weaker, we got retail sales on Friday. So, you know, if they're taking a bit of a hit, all of a sudden it creates a very, very different dynamic to what we're currently seeing now, which is AI, Trump trade, low taxes. And as a result, we're seeing the equity markets rally. You know, deregulation, which is it's kind of supportive for corporates and financial markets. So all of these things feed into that sort of bullish dynamic. But at the same time, if inflation comes back strong, the Fed are only likely to either pause, stay higher for longer, or actually start raising rates, which would be probably a significant catalyst for these financial markets. So as always, we suggest that we hope these central bankers know what they're doing, because on occasion they appear that they don't. But let's give them a little bit of credit for now. So equity markets pretty close to all-time highs. Now, outside the US, you've got a few more concerns to deal with. The CAC and the DAX are kind of breaking these lows. So if we inch a little bit lower, there might be a decent sell trade there in the German DAX. Now, the German economy is not performing very well, and they've got massive political problems with the potential for an election pretty shortly, whether it be before Christmas or after Christmas, we don't really know. So there's a lot of political risks and a lot of concerns in other indices. So really, what we have a handle on is the US right now and the dollar and bond yields and all of these things. So let's put together our trade plan then. We posted into the chat box, guys, and we let you go. Thanks, as always, for joining us. So what we got right, well, regarding Donald Trump's election, we weren't sure whether the markets will rally or whether they could actually sell off a little bit. And it's pretty confirmed we've had this Trump rally yet again. We got one in 2016, post Donald Trump's election first time round. So this is what our focus was going into this election. The dollar's likely to rally, and bond yields are also likely to rally, with probably a higher impact on inflation, although that hasn't played out just yet. So really, the focus has been around the dollar. We didn't really need to get into anything else, with that trade being very much supported by some of the building risks in these markets, with bond yields rallying as well. So we do have support for our current trades. Now, so yesterday's trade plan, we were very willing to commit to further weakness in the euro dollar, pound dollar, and strength in the dollar Swiss. The problem is now we've got CPI numbers. And so if you get into a trade in this market, you've got about 5 hours to get in, make your money, and probably get out, because we're not so sure and so confident that we really need to see what the inflation numbers are and what they say. So instead of cherry picking individual prices, which are, we've all done well off those trade of yesterday's trade plan, we are looking at dollar. So we're really focusing on managing our now so they're performing really quite well, and like I said, we're at the final stage of a bit of a cycle. So this is what's, could we get a bit of short-term corrective move? Absolutely. Would we have a risk-off market dynamic? Yes. Now, so we do have, let me bring this up on screen. So we broadly have this euphoric risk on market dynamics. I think for today only, we're probably looking at a more mixed market dynamic. CPI and PPI could be a catalyst for a bit of a shift, so we just want to be mindful of that, due to US inflation numbers due out today and tomorrow. Okay. So broad industries, US industry strength, broad dollar strength. And I think we, we were looking at crude oil. Crude oil sell below, it's the 67.60, is it? Let me just double check. 67.62. Low 67.62. So that's going to be our potential entry in crude oil. And we have a nice stop loss. The problem is the upside is the one for one type trade. So we want to close out these dollar strength trades prior to so we've got a clearly defined plan to close out those trades. I'm going to post the trade plan into the chat box, so feel free to take that away with yourselves, guys. And we've kind of have a broad bias in favor of US indices and a broad bias in favor of dollar strength. So there might be a couple of opportunities to kind of take advantage of between now and lunchtime. Lunchtime is the potential game changer for these markets. Now, whether the dollar will continue to strengthen or whether it will pull back and soften is going to depend on that number. So as always, we want to have an expectation. We want to determine whether we want to buy or sell, depending on the number, and position ourselves around that expectation. And if the markets react, then we'll trade. If the markets don't react in a fashion in which we can, if the markets don't react in line with our expectations, we can certainly wait until they begin to do so and hopefully try and get some more letter winner run trades off as best we can. So that's posted there into the chat box, guys. Feel free to take that away. The narratives, they may come back to the fore, but not just yet. It's really euphoric dynamics post-Trump, where the markets are beginning to realize the Trump presidency as far as the dollar, but actually kind of ignore any kind of risks or downside as far as the equity markets are concerned. So it's quite a strange market dynamic, and it has been like that really for a couple of months now post that FOMC rate cut of 50 basis points. So trading slightly offside markets is really what trading's about just right now. So do bear that in mind. Okay, so on that note, thanks very much for joining us as always. If you're interested in learning how to trade in financial markets, just go to our website, thelivetradesroom.com, and feel free to connect with us there if you have any questions. And on that note, we're going to switch rooms now to our European live trading room. So if you can join us for that, we'll see you there very shortly. And we'll hopefully close out some decent profitable trades. So from everyone here, take care, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye for now. My pleasure, guys, as always. Take care. Bye-bye.